The Hayes Chamber's latest business showcase challenge is wrapping up this week. President and CEO Sarah Wasinger joins us to talk about that and more on this episode of the Boast Podcast. And Sarah, you've got somebody pretty cool with you. You want to introduce your guest?
I do. Taryn Rep is with us today, and she is from the Hilton Garden Inn and Convention Center, and she is the Director of Sales and Marketing. Did I get that right, Taryn?
Yes, correct. Yep.
So you guys have a lot of cool stuff going on, is that right?
We do. So our new 100-room hotel has an on-site saltwater pool, a 24-hour gym, but we also have 7,800 square feet of meeting space as well as an on-site restaurant. So we're trying to keep up with some special events. So this coming weekend on June 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is our Father's Day brunch.
And you guys, I checked this out on Facebook. My mouth was watering when I was reading the list of all the food that you guys are going to have.
Yes, absolutely. You can check that out on our Instagram and our Facebook. All our menus are posted on there for all those events.
And it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, is that right?
It is, correct. Yep.
Okay. So one thing that I think is neat about you guys, and James and I were just talking about this too with you before we got on air, you guys are open to the public for the restaurant. And I think a lot of people maybe forget that they have that option. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Right. So our restaurant is open for breakfast and dinner right now. Everything is open to the public. Not a lot of people know that. So that's why we're getting out and doing things like that. Get the word out. Our breakfast is open during the week from 6 to 10 a.m. and 7 to 11 on the weekends. And then our dinner is open from 5 to 10 p.m. with a bar as well.
So we like happy hour, you know, after work.
Who doesn't like happy hour?
Yeah, perfect. That's just something new we just implemented. So that is from 4 to 6 every evening. And that includes dinner and or appetizer and drink specials.
Fantastic. And you guys obviously have a lot of different room there. So do you do anything special with like parties or things like that if people want to utilize that area for the restaurant?
Absolutely. The restaurant, you know, we have big groups coming in for birthday parties, but we can move you over to the convention center as well. There's just a meeting rental fee. But if you want to have a wedding, we have special packages. We're implementing virtual meeting packages, lots of good stuff.
And what's the best way if people have questions or want to get pricing? Do they get in touch with you? Do they go on the website? What does that look
Either way, there's a form you can fill out on our website that will come directly to me. You can call and ask for me as well and get some more information.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I just throw in, if you haven't been in there, what a cool space. I mean, it just looks, it's just so inviting. It's warm, but also bright at the same time.
Has all those warm, crazy Kansas colors that we love.
Yes, and it's
crazy
gorgeous.
Kansas colors. There's all the audience just tuned out. You called us crazy. No, but it really is beautiful. And I mentioned earlier, I haven't had the food yet. I got to get in there myself.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you.
Well, I've seen the menu options and there is literally something for everybody. So if you're looking for a great night out on the town, go to the Hilton Garden Inn here in Hayes. It's perfect.
Absolutely. We can't wait to see everyone.
Very cool.
Segway, maybe, business showcase.
Yeah, we had a hard stop there. That's what I wanted to know. Are they business showcase?
We are participating.
So you guys have something kind of fun that you guys are promoting with that, and that's what we've just talked about, is going into the restaurant. So you will be answering a question when you visit one of the 8 businesses. We do actually this go around have delivery.com. They are participating virtually, so you'll literally email them a question. But for the other locations you have, you'll visit them in person, and this would be a great opportunity for you to have that happy hour experience and try that food, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're going to be there, why not?
Yeah.
So this week is actually the last week of the showcase. So
it's ending this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have, like I said, 8 different businesses. So we've got Avalon Advanced Health, Delivery.com, First Call for Help, Hilton Garden Inn and Convention Center, JD's Country Style Chicken, Southwind CrossFit, Vieira Wireless, and Wild West Festival. And the cool thing is most of these businesses or organizations are actually having an in-store or in-location drawing. So when you're there to visit, you can sign up for their promotion that they have going on. But ultimately, Brungart, Howard, Ward, Elliott, and Pfeiffer is sponsoring 5 $50 chamber check prizes at the end of this. So you literally go to one of the locations to pick up your business showcase card. They will help you answer the question on the card for their location. They'll give you a stamp. And then once you've visited all 8 locations, you will drop the card off at the chamber office and be entered in for a chance to win one of those Chamber Tech prizes. So you'll have through this week to participate. The hours of operation for all the businesses are also located on the card, just in case you're not sure when to get in touch with them. And the card itself can actually be found on the Chamber's website too, just in case you don't remember all those locations that we just shared.
Very cool. You know, these are one of those situations I call it win-win-win. You get to know the businesses, you get to get entered to the prize at the businesses, and then you can maybe get some chamber checks.
Exactly.
And I'll throw this out there if you're checking out the website. Also, hot deals. We haven't talked about those in a while, but check them out while you're there on the chamber website, because there are some pretty good ones. Last I looked, I think it's been about a week.
Yes, we do have a couple of new ones on there right now, so be sure to check those out. They usually refresh, you know, we have a couple of ones that start... most of them we've been seeing at the beginning of the month. So, yeah, visit hayeschamber.com. On the top right-hand side of the page, you'll see hot deals. Click into there, and you'll see all the cool ways you can save in Hayes.
I'm clicking. Oh, I see a couple really exciting ones on here. I like the one. I don't want to say it out loud, because I'll just point at it. This one, I want to do that one. Okay. Moving on. You've also got, we've talked a little bit about this already, I think last week maybe, but the Lunch and Learn series is coming up as well, right?
That's right. So we will be doing Q2's Lunch and Learn on June 30th, and that will be held at Brief Space. And we are very excited. A topic that should be of note for any business owner is succession planning. And it doesn't matter if you've literally just opened your doors or if you've been the owner for 5, 10 years. Or if you're on the verge of retirement and you're like, I really need to start looking at this. They're going to be discussing a lot of different great things that business owners can take advantage of and just kind of put some things in the front of your mind that you should be thinking about as you go throughout this phases of owning your business. Our speakers are actually Rick Feltenberger. He is with Forward Focus. And Doug Williams, of course, everybody is aware of Doug from Grow Hayes. But we will have the opportunity to get some great lunch from Paisley Pear that day. So you can go to the hayeschamber.com/events for the website registration. And we have 3 different meal options. So go ahead and take a look at that. If you have any questions or need help getting registered, you can also call us at the office.
Very cool. Another neat opportunity to check out a spot if you haven't been in. That Brief Space is pretty sharp down there.
Yes, they've recently gone through a remodel with some of their COVID-19 funding dollars, and it is fantastic. It is gorgeous in there. It's a great co-working space. So if you have not checked it out, it's a gem in Hayes, and it's a great place to get some office space for very reasonable pricing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we've got one other thing coming up that we've been talking about a little bit, but the deadline is on the way, and that's the Dale Carnegie sessions, right?
Yes, absolutely. So this Friday is the deadline for the Dale Carnegie training. Those sessions will be held on June 22nd, June 29th, and July 6th from 8:30 to 5 p.m., and those will be at the Welcome Center. And we are very excited to have that opportunity because it's such great professional development for folks. It doesn't matter if you are an entry-level person at your business, if you are a middle-line manager, or even if you're the CEO. I was fortunate enough to take that back in June and July of 2019 and learned so much great information that I still use today. So if folks have questions on that, they can reach out to us at our office at 785-628-8201, and we'll get them in touch with that registration information. And chamber members get a 15% discount. So
bonus.
Sweetness.
You know what? So when this is a little different this time because you've only got the 3 days. You've kind of condensed it longer days, but 3 days. I think that's probably going to be an opportunity for a lot of people that maybe missed the last one because of that time commitment. It's got to be a little bit easier, I think.
Right. They kind of call it the immersion program, and they've had really great success with it in other communities. And the feedback that we received from folks was those 8 days were kind of a challenge to schedule. So we hope that this is a good option for folks and are excited to continue to partner with Dale Carnegie of Kansas Heartland.
Very cool. Now, that's the big stuff. But you've also got, as always, a ton of events going on all week, right?
We do. So Rhonda filled up the schedule very well this week. So let's run through those if we can. Chamber Board of Directors meeting is today at 3:30 p.m. at the Welcome Center. We do have Leadership Hayes. We'll meet tomorrow at 1:30 at Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering. And June 17th, we have a ribbon cutting with the Lions Club, and that'll be at Dan Rupp Lions Park at 33rd and Skyline. And June 18th, that will be Friday. We have a lot of stuff going on. And we'll have a ribbon cutting and chamber chat at 9 a.m. At DSNWK, and that will be located at 2703 Hall Street. And then later on, that evening at 5 o'clock, we're going to be having a ribbon cutting and brick presentation. And this one is very exciting too, because the Hayes Public Library just went under a significant remodel.
Yeah, we get to speak to Callie yesterday. It's crazy beautiful down there.
It's beautiful. Yes. So we are so excited to celebrate that wonderful space and the gem that it really is for our community. That's also the Art Walk night. So literally come down for that event at 5 o'clock, hang out until the Art Walk starts, and then finish your evening with our community street dance that's sponsored by our Hayes Young Professionals. Anthony and the Animals are actually going to be taking center stage at the Downtown Pavilion. They'll play from 7:30 p.m. until 11 p.m. And we are excited because Auto World, Eagle Radio, Ideal Refuse and Removal, Roll Off Service, Walmart, and Worth Wealth Management have been gracious enough to help cover the cost for that event. So it's free to attend for the public. All you have to do is bring a lawn chair, maybe some awesome dance moves, and a cooler with some cold beverages. And it's just going to be a great time to enjoy a wonderful evening in downtown Hayes.
It is going to be a wonderful evening. And, you know, I'm very excited. We're going to speak to Brenda Mader tomorrow here about the Art Walk. But the way this is all coming together, Friday is just going to be so much fun downtown.
It is. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah, I can't wait. Well, guys, any other last thoughts real quick before we go?
Just want to thank Taryn for joining us today. And make sure you participate in that Business Showcase Challenge as it runs through the end of this week.